You're listening to World Cafe. Hi, I'm Kaleo. Sean and Sarah Watkins grew up playing music together alongside Chris Thiele in the hugely successful folk and bluegrass band Nickel Creek. Along the way, the siblings wanted to find a way to hone their live skills and have some fun in the process. Setting up shop at the Los Angeles nightclub Largo, the band Watkins Family Hour was born. Bringing in hundreds of performers over several years, the duo shared the stage and set up improvised playlists with folks like Jackson Browne, Dan Wilson, Minnie Driver, Jim James, Mandy Moore, to name a few. Pretty cool group of folks to work with, right? Well, on the Watkins' new album, Brother Sister, they wrote together for the first time as a duo in their 30-plus year career, which obviously surprised me. So I asked them about that, and they talk about life in quarantine as well and share some beautiful home recordings with us. So let's listen in, starting with Just Another Reason. It's Watkins Family Hour here on World Cafe. Is a performance of Just Another Reason from Watkins Family Hour. Watkins Family Hour is Sarah and Sean Watkins. Their new album is called Brother Sister. On a socially distanced World Cafe, I'm Stephen Kaleo. Sarah, Sean, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
So I mentioned socially distanced. We are starting off always this way. World Cafe, we're in Philadelphia. I'm in my apartment. The cats are around, hopefully not going to pounce. Where are you guys?
We're in my studio in Los Angeles, California. I live in, on the east side in Glassell Park. And the studio also doubles as a laundry room. You might see a, you know, I see you've got a, some appliances in the background. We've got a couple of appliances back here too, but also some guitars and instruments.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're doing all right. Reading your bio, there was a line that jumped out at me. For the first time, the Los Angeles-based siblings carved out time to write with each other, often during the nap time of Sarah's toddler. First time forever? First time in a while?
No, okay. First time ever as a duo. And anyone will tell you that, like, change one ingredient in a songwriting collaboration, and it's a very different collaboration. So we've written as a group with other people before, but we'd never focus on a duo thing before, and certainly never with... and also never with this intent of writing and arranging these songs for a duo. So as we were writing them, the arrangements were pretty intact.
Mm-hmm. So how does that conversation how does that conversation start where it's like, all right, I'm hanging out on Tuesday. We're going to write. Did you find the actual?
That's basically it.
Totally. I mean, Sarah at the time, Sam, her daughter, do you say your name?
Yeah.
Was sleeping from noon to two. And I would come over. We live about 17 minutes away from each other. And it's that thing that parents talk about where when you have a limited amount of time, you tend to get more done. And I don't have kids, so I kind of always thought, oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
But it really is true. And when you have limitations time-wise, you tend to focus more clearly. I remember one point when Sarah went up to check on Sam, she was upstairs, and we were kind of stuck on a certain lyric. We couldn't
find... In Lafayette.
Find, oh yeah. On the song Lafayette, and while she was gone for like a minute, I just had an idea, and I was like, okay, I'm excited to run this by her when she gets back. And as she was walking in, I said, I think it was LA's Fine When It's Not Burning Down, maybe?
No, we were talking, we decided that it was an actor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we were taking, I think we were actually like taking a 10-minute break because we were stuck, and then we came back together.
Yeah.
And you had written something down, and I was like, what if the person is an actor? And you're like, yeah. I just wrote that down.
Yeah. And so it's like, you know, the second witness kind of makes it,
yeah.
makes it, you know, and then, because you, I think we're both confident in our song. I mean, we both are able to write alone, but when you can write with someone and have them agree with something, mm-hmm. it just feels so much better, and you feel so much more confident singing it and just singing it and portraying it to, you know,
knowing that you're
communicating
sharing it
yeah communicating that yeah. that idea to an audience.
Let's hear a little bit of Lafayette, where that sort of moment came together. It's the Watkins Family Hour on World Cafe.
Well, he's fine. Broken dreams set to pictures and sound. I've done my time, and I could leave here now.
You're listening to World Cafe. I'm Kaleo here with Sarah and Sean Watkins. They are Watkins Family Hour. Up next, Miles of Desert Sand. Who started that song? Where did that song have its genesis from?
This is the only song that really started from nothing with us being together. Most of the other songs were originated by Sean, and there would be a little bit of a foundation that we built from together. But this one, we were messing around with a fiddle tune called Polly Put the Kettle On, and Sean was just playing this beautiful voicing on the guitar that allowed all the strings to ring in a way that just felt like it was something special. And from there we started building the song, and we were writing it during the time of where everything that was happening at the border was getting a lot of news. It was dominating the news cycle, rightly so. And it was on everybody's hearts at
yeah.
the time.
And also, you know, within the bluegrass tradition, the folk tradition that we grew up learning, you know, and playing in, there's so many songs that reference old, like specifically Old Testament Bible stuff, and there's a lot of, you know, references to people moving and
migration,
oppression, and moving because of oppression, and will I be accepted? You know, I'm going to another land, even talking about heaven, you know? You know, it was just a little, basically us taking a swing at trying to sort of write a song that would fit within that category, you know, and use that language.
Let's hear it. Miles of Desert Sand. It's Watkins Family Hour here on World Cafe. Thank you. It's Miles of Desert Sand. That's from Watkins Family Hour, our guest here on World Cafe. Their new album is called Brother Sister. I'm Kaleo, hanging out with Sarah and Sean via the teleconferencing, via the Zoom, because we're all kind of working from home or some reasonable approximation of home. Mm. And you guys found a really unique way to do it and sort of incorporate performance with the Work From Home concert series. Can you tell us a little bit about how that came to be?
Yeah, well, we put out a record during quarantine.
So we can't tour on it because you had a tour scheduled. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so we thought about it a lot, and we're lucky that we can play together. And we basically decided early on to kind of share our quarantine life together.
Yeah, early on we had sort of a family issue come up where we were forced to just kind of be all together with our whole family. And that sort of just made us decide, like, okay, we're just going to be quarantining, you know, family style.
We've already done it.
Each other's dreams. But it's been really, really nice to have someone to play with. You know, most of my musician friends who aren't with someone or married to someone who's a musician are just, it's lonesome, you know?
Yes.
So that's been really fortunate. And, you know, to have an outlet, you know, even just playing one show, you know, we did four in a month weekly. Getting done with those shows, you know, for 300-400 people watching on Zoom was an absolute pleasure.
It's such a sweet thing to have a tiny hint of the body feeling that you have before a show, like a little bit of the wind up, a little bit of the tension. And then you get to do this thing where you hopefully kind of lose track of time for a little while and enter that, like, play zone.
It's true. We were just talking to our friend Sarah Jarose, and she had done something in Nashville where she went and played at the Station Inn, you know, a venue in Nashville. You know, just by her, it was like her and an engineer. But she said, you know, just putting on nice clothes and packing my guitar up in its case and going to a place and opening up and playing in a different space than my living room, it's amazing. So I think we're all learning to appreciate the little things, you know, and I'm hoping that the feeling lasts, you know, once we're able to play shows, that we don't just go back to taking everything for granted.
I think we should also talk about how, like, we're doing this Patreon thing.
Yes.
Can we share that with you?
Absolutely, because, yeah, it is such an interesting time to talk about the economics of being a musician and how you find a way to bring fans in and fans can feel like they're really supporting an artist. So please.
Our Zoom shows were these little ticketed events, and we were able to give us a portion of proceeds to Music Cares and to our guests. And but the quality of, we can speak like this and this is nice, but when you start playing music on Zoom, there's tons of cancellation and the sound isn't good.
Yeah, it can be rough.
And so we started to reconsider and figure out ways to make it more satisfying musically and have it actually sound good. And we've ended up, we're launching a Patreon account, and we'll be doing our shows through Patreon, and then it'll give us a chance to also release a bunch of material that we've been sitting on and trying to find a way to release. Or trying to find the best way to release.
Like live archival stuff from Largo with guests. And there's a lot of moments that, you know, because at Largo, where we play, our home club, there is absolutely no videoing of any kind. So you hardly ever will see a YouTube video of anything at Largo. And that's why people love playing there, because you can try out new things. Comedians can, you know, experiment and do jokes they wouldn't normally try. And but we've got just so many shows recorded, and
with the approval of our guests,
yes,
we can release a song or two of or lots of songs actually from over the years.
Cool. And for people who don't actually know what Patreon is, patreon.com is, you know, if you are a monthly subscriber to Netflix or any of these, you know, services you do on a monthly basis, you're essentially becoming a supporter of an artist or a creator, a content creator, a musician, whatever you want to call it. So you can actually go, I have $10 a month to Watkins Family Hour, and then you get all of these benefits for it. I think it's a really cool way of, like, knowing that your money goes directly to the musician, because sometimes it's like, you're buying a ticket and you don't know how much of that ticket goes to the artist or the how much that t-shirt cost for the merch thing and how much, you know. So I think that's actually a really like putting your name on the dotted line for things that you're a fan of and people that you're supporting. So that's really cool.
Yeah, and or, you know, even buying a record or streaming, you know, that money is not, most of that money is not going to the artist.
That's a great point.
So this is it's a great way to support, yeah, like just what you said.
We're here with Watkins Family Hour here on World Cafe. We want to get into this next song because I think this song has a lot to reveal. The song's called Fake Badge, Real Gun, which is an evocative title that may feel more incendiary at this moment, but it's a title, Sean, that you put down in your potential song's name folder in your notes app a while back. So before we actually talk about the title, I was more struck by you have a potential song names folder. I know people have their lyrics notes sheet, but in the app, but not song titles. How unusual a situation is that where you come up with the song title before the actual lyrics?
Not lately. Lately, it's kind of the way I do it. It was a headline that said "Fake Badge, Real Gun," and I just thought there's so much in that. There's within a song title, you can go so many different directions, and I do have a folder that just says, you know, future song titles, and they usually have like multiple meanings within them, and that one at that time just really seemed to have a lot of stuff it could mine, a lot of stuff to mine out of it, and it continues to, and I think, you know, we try not to be too divisive or political explicitly, but we sort of, in talking about this, Sarah and I sort of were thinking about individual things that have happened to us in our lives and other people that we know that we could explore, you know? But certainly, you know, I think, yeah, the fake badge part is something that we all are really thinking about. Just the idea that there are a lot of people that are in power that maybe shouldn't be. And I'm not trying to state the obvious one, but just that there are a lot of people that we give power to that really hold a lot of meaning for us and can shape our lives in certain ways. Mm-hmm. And we don't really realize that until we're down the line. And I think it's important to realize that now going forward, so we don't get to a point in 10, 20 years where we're thinking, you know, wow, I can't believe I believed that person, or I can't believe I went along with that. It's just a sense of awareness, you know. Mm-hmm. And it, just in seeing that local news show where it said fake badge, real gun, I mean, that story was probably just really dumb, and it was probably obvious. It was probably just exactly what happened, like some kid made a badge or somebody decided to fake being a police officer or something.
Yep.
But, you know, I think part of songwriting and being a creator is sort of trying to find something that seems to be, you know, kind of innocuous or not necessarily have teeth, and sort of give it some teeth. And yeah. It's just that song probably has the most teeth of all the songs on the record, I would say. Maybe?
I think it's got the wordage of it.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think if you just heard the song, you know, and you know, listen to the lyrics without having the title being like in front of you, you might not discern that on first listen. I mean, it is direct, but it's not, you know, it's not specified at it. Has the song, obviously you sort of mentioned the song's evolved F for you today. Sarah, how does the song mean something to you? Does it mean something different to you today than it did when it was recorded on the album?
No, it doesn't mean anything different to me today. But I think, as Sean was saying, it just continues to ring true, and I like something that's true on a macro level as well as a micro level. Mm-hmm. I like when you can take an example of something and see other examples all the way through, and these are unfortunate examples of power being used in tragic ways. I think to me, where the song hits to me on a micro level, that's just as important, is just how there are we give power to people in our lives. And, you know, not just the elected officials and not just the appointed officials, but in relationships, we give power to people, and we, and I think that it speaks to me about, like, the importance of choosing those people wisely and choosing, being more involved in your close world, in the world of your friendships and your city and your town, and being very careful about who you give that badge to, whether it be a physical badge, political badge, yeah, or a badge of social power.
Yeah.
Because abuse happens in every relationship, or can happen in every relationship, in any relationship. And so you have to be very careful to protect yourself by taking great thought and consideration into what your values are, and to make sure that the people around you share those values.
Yeah. And it's funny, because when you write a song, you never know how it's going to become, how it might become relevant.
Yeah.
And, you know, like when we started doing these interviews, it was mid-April when our record came out, and every song kind of seemed to be related to pandemic or quarantine. Mm-hmm. Because you can find, it's like when you're breaking up with someone, every song seems like it's about you. It's about a breakup, you know?
You can find meaning in anything. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, and so this song specifically has really, you know, can really be taken in, you know, in a very current direction. But, we, you know, again, when we were writing it and thinking about it, we were trying to think of the overarching themes, not necessarily specific now issue, you know?
Totally.
That's not to say it can't be translated that way, but...
But, like, speaking to the current protests that have been happening for over a month now with the Black Lives Matter movement, I think about people that do have legitimate power, and but in certain ways it is a fake badge, because there is a bigger power in the population, in the group, in the people who are speaking up now, and that's the real badge in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really appreciate you unpacking that for the audience and for all of us, because something like that is, you know, would be easy to take a look at on face value. So with all of the setup and understanding behind the meaning of the song, let's listen to it. It's Watkins Family Hour in performance for World Cafe, Fake Badge, Real Gun.
Say what you say to it all time.
It's Watkins Family Hour on World Cafe. That was a performance of Fake Badge, Real Gun. My name is Kaleo, joined by Sean and Sarah of the band. We're going to end with something that we don't normally get to do on the show, but I'm a huge fan of instrumentals. And the story behind this is really cool, especially the location that inspired it. So, Sean, I'll let you sort of set up Snow
Zion
Tunnel.
National Park, driving through a tunnel. Driving through the tunnel was raining when we started going through it. Me and my now wife, Dominique, came out snowing. It was so quiet, beautiful, and that's how the bridge for the song felt. So we called it Snow Tunnel.
Let's hear it. It's Watkins Family Hour with Snow Tunnel on World Cafe. Instrumental Snow Tunnel closing out a World Cafe session, which I really appreciate. Our guests, Sarah Watkins, Sean Watkins, together they're Watkins Family Hour. Sarah, Sean, thank you guys so much for coming in, talking to us. The new album is available now. Please come back and see us again soon.
Thank you.
My name is Kaleo. Thanks for listening to the World Cafe from NPR.